Good morning, I'm Zach Kolash.
And I'm Tony Kolash. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This past week, we've been celebrating homecoming at Garrigan. Wednesday night, we had our coronation ceremony and crowned our homecoming king and queen. When the votes were all counted, our royalty for 2012 were King Sean Vassie and Queen Aubrey Myers. Congratulations, Sean and Aubrey.
Our homecoming theme this year has been A Trip to the Moon. We started off the week on Tuesday with Outer Space Day. Wednesday was Class Color Day, with the seniors in black, the juniors in white, the sophomores in green, and the freshmen in blue. We continued the week with Fake an Injury Day on Thursday, and finished things up with Golden Bear Pride Day on Friday.
Part of our homecoming fun every year is a class competition. Monday and Tuesday, we built floats for the parade, and the seniors were judged best overall. As we've done for many years now, we also build the hoops for the sports teams to run through at the pep rally following the coronation. The sophomore hoop won top honors.
For the past 9 years, the biggest part of homecoming has been the class showdown, a day of competition in different games and fun events. This year, the seniors won Twister, Boys Home Run Derby, Dodgeball, Hot Dog Eating, Egg Toss, and a Girls Tug of War. The juniors were tops in Kickball, Trivia, Girls Home Run Derby, Ultimate Frisbee, Pie Eating, and a Boys Tug of War. The juniors and seniors split top honors in Volleyball. The sophomores were first in both Boys and Girls Gatorade Chug, and the freshmen took first place in Ping Pong.
The Battle of the Classes was the closest it's ever been. And when we recorded this week's Bear Facts show, the class competition was still too close to call. The winner would come down to the skits, which were presented Friday afternoon. We'll let you know who ended up winning on next week's show.
The Golden Bear cross country team made a good showing during homecoming week. 5 Golden Bears medaled when they ran at Esterville on Tuesday. Erin Reedy was 3rd overall, lowering her senior record to 15:35 for 4 kilometers. Aaron Quinlan also medaled for the girls in 21st place. On the boys' side, Nick Bronk finished the 5-kilometer course in 18:29 and took 11th place overall. Also earning medals were Zach Kolash in 12th place and Tony Kolash in 14th. The Bears are running again today in the CYO meet down in Holstein.
Our senior spotlight this week shines our homecoming royalty, Sean Vassie and Aubrey Myers. Here to tell you about them is Mark Fockler.
Sean Vassie is our first homecoming king from Bancroft. Sean has lettered in both football and track, and he has earned all-state honors in speech. He excels in band and choir and has performed with the Corn Belt Chorus Barbershoppers and the Countryside Community Playhouse. Sean hopes to attend college in Minnesota next year, and he is considering majors in history, theology, and musical theater. Aubrey Myers took 8th place overall in the 100-meter dash at state track last spring. She has also lettered in both volleyball and basketball. She's active in Christian Leadership in Action and also serves on the School Wellness Committee. When she's not at Garrigan, you might see her working at the Algona Aquatic Center. Next year, Aubrey will study interior design at Iowa State University. Congratulations and good luck to both Aubrey and Sean.
Thanks, Mark. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's CYO Cross Country today at Holstein. Also today, there's a volleyball tournament in Emmitsburg. And students trying out for All-State Music have a special rehearsal in Belmont.
Tomorrow is National Grandparents Day, and St. Joseph Parish in Wesley will be holding their parish festival. Several members of the Golden Bear Dance Squad will be down in Ames to try out for the All-Iowa Honor Dance Team.
Monday, the cross-country team runs in Emmitsburg, a home meet for top senior Erin Reedy. Tuesday will be School Picture Day at Garrigan. Then, on Tuesday, the volleyball team has their first home match as they take on Iowa Falls Alden.
We'll have a school mass on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the volleyball team hosts Algona High. Finally, next Friday, the football team travels to Ackley to play AGWSR.
That's the Bear Facts for homecoming week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.